Hi there. The word for you today is when you were criticized. In 1 Peter 2, verse 23, we read, He, that is Christ, did not retaliate when he was insulted. When it comes to constructive criticism, try to learn from it and grow wiser. But when it comes to unjustified criticism, remind yourself that Jesus was criticized too, so you're in good company. And when you're tempted to give in to resentment and strike back, well, turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 23, and begin reading, and I quote, If you suffer for doing good and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. There's an interesting story about Abraham Lincoln. During the Civil War, he signed an order transferring certain regiments, but Secretary of War Edwin Stanton refused to execute it, calling the president a fool. When Lincoln heard this, he said, If Stanton said I'm a fool, then I must be, for he's nearly always right, and he says what he thinks. I'll step over and see for myself. He did. And when Stanton convinced him the order was an error, Lincoln quietly withdrew it. Part of Lincoln's greatness lay in his ability to rise above pettiness, ego, and sensitivity to other people's opinions. He wasn't easily offended. Indeed, he welcomed criticism. And in so doing, he demonstrated one of the strengths of a truly great person. And that strength is called humility. So, have you been criticized? If you have, make it a time to learn, not a time to lose. And that is the word for you today.